in this bulletin. Welfare recipients to gain extra cash payments as part of this year's federal budget. Extra government support for Indigenous communities. And Australia's migration program remains capped at 160,000 places for the year. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Welfare recipients will receive cash as part of this year's federal budget. Pensioners will receive another two lump sum cash payments of $250 in December and March next year. The money will go to aged and disability pensioners, veterans, people on carer payments and family tax benefit recipients. People holding the Commonwealth Seniors Card and pensioner concession card holders are also in line for the cash. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has delivered a budget designed to create jobs and lift Australia out of its biggest economic downturn since the Great Depression. The pandemic saw 10% of Australia's workforce either lose their jobs or have their hours reduced to zero. Treasurer Frydenberg says the budget deficit will grow to more than $213 billion.
COVID-19 will see our deficit reach $213.7 billion this year, falling to $66.9 billion by 2023-24. Net debt will increase to $703 billion, or 36% of GDP this year, and peak at $966 billion, or 44% of GDP in June 2024.
Personal income tax cuts that were scheduled for 2022 have been brought forward by 2 years and backdated to July the 1st. This year's budget forecasts are based on the assumption that the COVID-19 vaccine will be available next year. The government is planning to stimulate regional economic activity by boosting the provision of housing for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. Minister for Indigenous Australians Ken Wyatt says the budget will invest $150 million over the next 3 years to Indigenous Business Australia to deliver 360 home loans for new housing construction. He says this will support more than 1,000 jobs by unlocking financing for construction projects in regional areas. The government is also finalising an agreement with the Queensland government to deliver better housing for Indigenous people. The government is also investing $46.5 million over 4 years to support Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community-controlled organisations as part of its Closing the Gap strategy. Minister for Indigenous Australians Ken Wyatt says the government is focusing on partnerships and shared decision-making so that investments can be better targeted. He says the government funding will help organisations build their capacity and business models. Just over $10 million has been earmarked for the return of the Cultural Heritage Initiative. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says the safety and security of Australians is the Morrison government's number one budget priority. He says that the 2020-21 budget focuses on securing borders, addressing the pandemic and protecting Australians. Minister Dutton says there's $173.5 million in this budget to support national security objectives. Another $300.2 million will go to the Australian Federal Police, and financial monitor AUSTRAC will receive $104.9 million. He says $55.6 million will be spent to reactivate Northwest Point Immigration Detention Centre on Christmas Island to house up to 250 non-citizens convicted of violent offences but unable to be deported due to COVID-19 restrictions. Acting Immigration Minister Alan Tudge says the federal budget recognises that a carefully managed migration program is an important part of Australia's economic recovery from COVID-19 by creating jobs and attracting investment. He says the migration program will remain capped at 160,000 places for 2020-2021. Places in the family stream will be limited to 77,300, but as this includes 72,300 in the partner category, that means there are only 5,000 places for children. He says most of these places are for people already in Australia. Mr. Tudge says the government is introducing an English language requirement for partner visa applicants and permanent resident sponsors. Of the new permanent residents coming into the country, approximately two-thirds will be in the skilled stream and one-third from the family stream. Minister Tudge says there will be 13,750 places allocated under the 2020-2021 federal budget for the humanitarian program. And now for a look at the weather for tomorrow. Perth, partly cloudy, 24. Adelaide, showers, 15. Melbourne, rain developing, 17. Hobart, partly cloudy and 16. Canberra, rain increasing and 18. Wollongong, rain at times, 20. Sydney, possible rain, 21. Newcastle, cloudy, 24. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27. Cairns, similar conditions, 29. And Darwin, a shower or two with a likely storm, 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.